You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Public Broadcasting Network here once again, December 5th, 2021. You know, the march towards the Red Terror, the tyranny, the gulag intensifies for a lot of people in this world. Some of our brethren countries across the pond over there. Of course, the Australians. You know, you're seeing these leaked videos. People going on media talking about their experiences in these little gulag precursor camps. Aboriginal kids escaping and then, you know, acting like somebody broke out of a Supermax, this sort of thing. Very, very, you know, crazy. You know, remember when I had, I might have been on Giuseppe's program over there on Revolution, or when he was on my program, I basically kind of tongue in cheek said that we need to go decapitate the regime in Australia. And then, you know, weeks and weeks later, you saw the Candace Owens blurb, and now you're seeing stuff on Before It's News talking about, will Oz be invaded by Trump troops in the next few days, parts one and two. This is kind of, you know, Before It's News is where the, you know, just the interesting thing, People are talking about that Gavin Newsom somehow alien switched the vials, and they made sure that he got a hot dose. We're witnessing the collapse of the cabal because Chris Cuomo gets taken out of from CNN. Now CNN's coming under new leadership, from what I understand, so they might be actually attempting a new layer of deception where they're going to try to appear more quote-unquote fair and balanced as the gang over at Fox. We shall see. Joe Rogan, huge fingerprint as far as people listening. No one has been held accountable for the Russia collusion hoax. Dana White, talking about Dr. Joe Rogan and how he tested positive for COVID and he went through the protocol of the ivermectin and probably the monoclonal antibodies and all that stuff that Rogan went through and how he's fine. And see, that's all based on these tests, though, folks. So what if you test positive? What's that mean? What does that really mean? I'm so done with people, even in alternative media, when they talk about contact tracing. I hear the Doc Burkhardt on True News, and they talk about, well, so-and-so was infected. So-and-so test, you know, is positive with it. That doesn't mean anything. These tests are, you know, I'm getting into these articles where this regurgitated research that we saw like a year ago, you know, and further, where the Rothschilds patented all this COVID testing stuff in 2015 and 2017, all of the lockstep documents. I mean, anybody gets a cold now, if they want to throw a positive on them, they're going to throw a positive on them. You know, this damn hospital racket of so many killers now, people that are on the hook for remdesivir, run death is near, and venting people and killing them, that they could get so many people to go along with this in lockstep. So many people in this medical so-called discipline who don't do any thinking and just do whatever comes down from on high, from hospital leadership, which gets its marching orders from the NIH and so forth and so on. And then all of these other institutions that get their marching orders from the CDC and nobody thinks about it, and they just go along whatever the gangsters at the Centers for Democidal Concoctions tell them. So Mr. Bourla, this Jew running Pfizer, making his statements about annual revaccinations are likely, because they're trying to get this transhuman tech to stick. They're trying to get the antennas and these nanosensors and all of this stuff to stick into the person. More people are doing dives into the lots, the VAERS and the lot analysis and so forth and so on. Mr. Producer, get clip 6 queued up. This is called the advocate approach. And this is like a minute and a little some change long. And what's so eerie is just me sitting around and sending myself text messages and kind of contemplating deeply on my own data that I gather personally just by doing my own inventory of those around me and so forth and so on. This is really like people's kind of like have their minds somehow connected in the subconscious level somewhere where a lot of people are coming to these conclusions about how they are continuing this march, everybody right off the cliff, the lemming class. And so let's go ahead and roll clip 6.
Probably all know someone who has been vaccinated that hasn't had any adverse effects whatsoever. Adverse events happen. They've been totally fine, no reaction to it. They're good. They're good to go. So obviously that reinforces their delusion that we're conspiracy theorists and we're crazy and this isn't really happening and that there's not a depopulation agenda taking place. And this is the thing, it would have made no sense whatsoever for them to have a jab put out that was going to kill every single person that it came in contact with immediately, because that would raise way too many questions and too many alarms. So what they did instead is called the advocate approach. The advocate approach is essentially, if you have a tray of 100 vaccine doses that, say, 70 of them are totally fine, benign, they're saline, they're salt water, whatever the fuck they are, they're nothing, and the other 30 are straight poison. So those 30 people are going to die, but it's pretty likely, and we've seen it already, that the doctors and probably some of them, their family members, whatever, are going to make excuses and they're going to decide, they're going to make the ruling that it's because of something else, that it's totally unrelated to the vaccine. And then the other 70 people, got the benign placebo, essentially, doses of, on that tray of 100 doses of vaccine, they are going to advocate to people that, oh, I'm fine. I got that and I had no side effects and I'm perfectly fine. There's nothing sinister going on here. Like, I had no reactions. And that is the advocate approach. So there's 30 people dead and more than twice that number are fine because they were given the placebo so that they can run around and convince more people to go get this jab. And the people that they're convincing to go get it have no idea if they're going to get a placebo or if they're going to get the poison doses. That's how that's happening. Just to clarify that if anyone was still wondering.
All right, you can stop that there. I'm even looking at it like this. When they first marched out the first doses, they had a very, very low, let's just say, witch's brew in them. I think they're slowly cranking up maybe the deadly concoction percentage-wise as we march on through this thing. It just seems that way, to where because most of the people that were going to get vaxxed, they already got vaxxed a while ago. Now, everybody getting it is basically, you could say, is hesitant. So I'm just, the way my gut is kind of leading me is, here in December 2021, people getting it, I think you got a much higher chance of getting the witch's brew versus the people. I remember I was sitting in a training class, and someone came into the class talking about, doses are offered at a certain location, blah, 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 blah. Is there anybody interested? And I still remember a guy that I work with raised his hand immediately. And he was one of the first people that I know to get it. And he's still walking around to this day, fine, no issues, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's hard to really dig down into this. Some people are saying 5% of the vials was where all of the adverse events are coming from and so forth. Now, what it makes me wonder is, okay, if it's 5% of the vials doing all of this damage, and we know that the VAERS system allegedly, according to certain studies, is maybe 1% of all the truly adverse events that happen. If it's that low, then do the people that get the witch's brew, the unlucky Russian roulette players, do they, the ones that actually get the bad batch, are they, how contagious are they? Do they do some sort of an actuary? The gang at Pfizer and Moderna and DARPA and the rest of them, these creeps that put this out, did they say, well, all we need to do is to hit around 5% of these lots with the witch's brew, the genetic sabotage aspect, the killers, and will these people spread it throughout the population somehow? You know, it makes you very, very, you know, kind of curious. Or are these things going to be loaded into the various boosters, flu shots, and so forth? Now, I know people that have taken the flu shot. Remember that doctor, the Oxford-trained guy that said, if you take the flu shot, you will die. If you take the booster, you will die, blah, 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 blah. Well, I know people that have taken these things and they're still walking around fine. So it's hard to really, really gauge how this is going. Now, a lot of people, there's more doctors coming out talking about nanosensors. Dr. Arianna Love, objective was to put nanosensors into everyone. And I've explored this. The antenna the link up, the Internet of Bodies aspect of this. People are talking about the metaverse. Okay, Facebook changing its name to Metaverse right in the midst of this operation and the self-assembling nanotechnology aspect of this. Is it somehow going to, you know, the final, you know, if this hydrogel and the graphene and all of these components are in whatever percentage of these vials, is the final apparatus being constructed within these people, is that going to be like some sort of jacking system, jacking someone into the the control grid, the panopticon? So it's very, very a lot out here. There's so much to really try to delve down into. Now, this is pretty interesting. Mr. Producer, have clip 8 queued up if you could. Now, this is a this is basically called The Love of Many Shall Wax Cold, and it's talking about behavior changes, etc., etc., with people that have been quaxinated. Okay, so there's a whole nother layer here. Maybe some of this stuff really, you know, in some of the lots, let's say, that are not the kill shots, okay, the ones that are not going to make people drop dead or get cancer, a quick, fast-acting cancer or whatever, quickly, is there something in there that is, you know, we could, like I've said months ago, we could be watching simultaneous experiments going on through slices of the population. So let's say this geographic locale gets lot number XYZ3B. This lot number, on in addition to jacking them into the Internet of Bodies and giving them a MAC address and all the rest of this stuff, okay, I think that's the more universal part of the shot, is the Internet of Bodies hookup. So whether it's predominantly saline and the rest of it, I think that is pervasive throughout the lots, okay, is the Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies kind of hookup monitoring system, whatever you want to call it. Now, the other things going on could be psychological experiments, okay, your chemical experimentation with people's moods and so forth, psychiatric level stuff on very many different platforms. Okay, XYZ3B is this one's a hallucination lot, and we're gonna watch people go crazy or whatever. You know, it's very, very, there's so many possibilities here. And so I've been trying to keep myself from remaining one-dimensional and saying, okay, everybody got this thing. Like Rick Wiles is over on True News saying, everybody that's got this thing is probably going to be dead in 2 years. I don't think it's this way. I think we have multifaceted experiments going on throughout the different millions of doses of these things. Okay? And so you remember that doctor, I think Chetty was his name, from South Africa. He said that they were going to be able to kill a bunch of people, but their fingerprints were not going to be traceable. And how is that? How are you going to kill a whole ton of people and the fingerprints won't be traceable? Because if they all die of the same thing, then that'll be a very traceable fingerprint, wouldn't it? So what if we're witnessing death not by a thousand cuts, unless they get the razors or whatever, and the graphene razors or whatever, but a death by multiple different attack vectors, okay? Cancer, stroke, blah, 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 blah. What if they've got 25 different ways to kill you, like Dr. Cherry Tenpenny's talking about 40, 50, 60 different adverse events? What if that's the point? So their fingerprints won't be on it. So each lot, you got the heart attack lot, buddy. You got the colon cancer lot, buddy. You got the stroke lot. You've got the flesh-eating, makes your skin fall off lot. What do you got? The bone destruction lot. You know, who knows? But let's go ahead and listen to this clip. It's pretty interesting because it's almost the exact type of stuff I've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks. Go ahead and roll clip 8.
Just me, or are people starting to act a little different? If you notice people acting different, put it in the comments right now before you watch this video. I've noticed it every day. Things seem to be getting a little bit worse. Every time I'm driving my wife to work and picking her up, I feel like we might die at any moment. People are driving insane nowadays. I feel, seriously, it's like we're going to crash at any moment. There's no law, there's no order. People just do what they want. Have you noticed? I've noticed it's been very crazy recently. In the past few months, I've noticed increases in accidents, increases in crazy drivers. Every single day, there's some sort of accident. Just the other day, we were driving to work, and the road was blocked off. And we're like, what is going on? There's a million police cars. And it turned out that the road that we were driving on, not even probably 20 minutes before we got there, there was a random shooting. Somebody just started shooting at cars driving by, and somebody got shot in the face. I mean, if we would have left early for work, maybe that would have been us. Who knows? It's crazy. People are crazy. Every single day I'm driving, I feel like somebody's going to crash into me. Somebody's going to kill me. I mean, I'm grabbing the steering wheel with everything I have sometimes and, like, white-knuckle driving. And let me just, you know, give you guys some background. I am not new at driving. I've been driving my whole life. I know I don't look old, but I'm 36. I've been driving since, you know, I was 18. I had a career full-time driver for many years. I've driven across the country many, many times. I've seen how people drive. And, yeah, people do normally drive crazy, but this 18, I had a career full-time driver for many years. I've driven across the country many, many times. I've seen how people drive. And, yeah, people do normally drive crazy, but this is a whole nother level. I mean, in my area specifically, it seems like the police are just not there anymore. We didn't exactly suffer from a defund the police movement.
Keep going.
People can go, I mean, the speed limit is 65. The flow of traffic is about 85. But say you're cruising 85 in the fast lane. Chances are you're going to be run off the road by somebody going 110, 120. I mean, it's just insane. Like, every single day, I feel like something's, you know, I don't know. People are just, I just can't put it into words. People are insane. You can feel it. And it also, I don't really go out much, but, you know, just going around town, going to the gym, going to the stores here and there, I've noticed it too. People are just like, I don't know, they're cold. They're angry. They have some sort of, like, bitterness to them, you know? You smile at somebody and they just give you dirty looks. People just stare and, like, when you look back at them, they look away. It's like, say hi, you know, like, why are you looking? If you're going to look, say, what's up? Hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on here? It's just, I don't know. I've never felt so much, you know, aggression from strangers and so much, like, they just lost their humanity, it seems. I don't know if it's the whole pandemic or if it's the things that Jesus said were going to happen are happening to people, but people's hearts are definitely growing cold. Because when I get home, I'm like kissing the ground.
For the love of many shall wax cold. It talks about people with not having natural affection. Now, here's where I'm at. You could balance this out between this is completely spiritual phenomenon due to us being at this point on the timeline of the Earth's history. Okay, we're here. You know, many of us believe that we are towards the end of an age here. Of course, folks that are, you know, that keep their nose into the eschatological aspects, especially of the Bible, All of the indicators are sounding high alarms that this is, you know, this point in history, the Great Tribulation, so forth and so on, Book of Revelation coming alive, etc., etc. Now there's other swaths of people that say no, that the global so-called elite have massed enough technological power, deceptive powers through media and academia and so forth, but especially the military weapons applications, psychotronics and so forth, that they can actually make people believe that we are in this time frame due to the fact of weather modification, various types of abilities to create earthquakes, make volcanoes come alive, so forth and so on. Everybody's looking at Cumbre Vieja. You know, very, very interesting kind of angle there that is like, no, this isn't necessarily God's timeline here, but it's the devil's minions timeline trying to bamboozle humanity into to them thinking that we're in the last days, etc., etc. I got this article up from ncrenegade.com. Over 100,000 psychiatric disorders like hallucination and suicide reported after COVID vaccination. As reported by Great Game India earlier, a shocking case of vaccine adverse event was documented where a healthy 20-year-old young woman suffered acute psychosis a week after receiving Pfizer's shot. Communicating with the dead, he was anxious, guarded, and claiming to be a clairvoyant. This is a 31-year-old single Hispanic office manager who was rushed by police to an emergency room for erratic and bizarre behavior. He was claiming to be clairvoyant, ability to communicate with the dead, hearing people drumming outside his house, and a constant voice of a colleague he believed to be his lover but had no romantic relationship with. Nihilistic delusions. Another case describes a 42-year-old man suffering from a horrific fraud that initiated on the day he got his Pfizer mRNA vaccine, and a 57-year-old healthy man who was admitted to the psych emergency medical unit after he attempted suicide after 3 days of taking the vaccine. Symptoms of dementia began the evening he received the vaccine, when he became irritable, sleepless, and began talking to himself and developed nihilistic delusions. This phenomenon has also been reported in children. Describes a 13-year-old girl who developed extremely elevated anxiety, nonstop worries and fears, irrational thoughts, OCD thoughts and behaviors that materialized after her Pfizer injection in June. So like I'm saying, I'm like, okay, so this guy over here dropped dead of heart, blood clot, blah, 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 this person, stroke. But then you're having all this mental anguish and people having psychotic breaks and so forth. So I'm onto this angle that this is a multi-platformed, real sick, you know, test of, you know what, let's see if we can develop something to make people snap out. Let's develop a suicide shot. Let's develop a, you know, every kind of evil creep that could get into a room together and be like, okay, we've got 45 categories here. Which are the best ones we can develop into, you know, to throw the kitchen sink in these shots? Okay. So I'm just, this is all I can come to a conclusion of, that this is a huge experiment with multi-platforms of adverse events on purpose, and it fits perfectly with the kind of thought of what a way to be able to cover your tracks and have plausible deniability, because nobody's necessarily having the same kind of phenomenon happen to them, because depending on which vial of witch's brew you got, what kind of stuff that's going to happen to you. And think about the ability for somebody that is a true grounded believer in God, where it talks about a couple times in the Bible, they'll be able to ingest poisons and it won't harm them. So I think there's this kind of angle we need to look at too, is people that are really, really close to the spirit world, the spiritual, so forth and so on. Maybe they can, this brew will not even touch them, where if somebody's off in La La Land on psych meds and stuff already, that this stuff will really trigger them somehow and, you know, put them into the next, you know, into the grave, or make them kill themselves or whatever. All right, there's the music. We will see you guys on the other side. There's nothing left at all. So why, he must mean that our chance is flying. And when, oh, when, oh, will we ever see hope again? And why, is it so hard to say goodbye? Oh, well, oh, well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such a beautiful place. But now you can't walk down the street and things don't seem the same. My hands are in the air, it makes no sense to me. And I cannot explain this tragedy. My first trip to the city, so tall. And when I see them, my old stomping grounds are shut to city rabbit. They seem not rather small. So why, he must be that our chances fly. And when, oh, will we ever see hope again? And why, is it so hard to say goodbye? Oh, well, oh, well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Network. Let's talk about Dmitry Itzkoff, leader of the 2045 Strategic Social Initiative. I talked about this years ago, but it's good to kind of rehash some of this. whose goal is to create and realize a new strategy for spiritual enlightenment of humanity based on five principles of high spirituality, culture, ethics, science, and technologies. And today sees Itzkoff being one of the foremost experts in the world in the use of genetic manipulation to create superpower humans. And piecing together what Itzkoff briefed Security Council members about, the first stunning revelation comes from 2012, which was when the Pentagon's DARPA reported it devoted $2 billion in research funds to create genetically modified super soldier humans that won't need food or sleep. In 2015, it saw DARPA revealing it was creating a genetically modified human super soldier army, whose abilities would make them smarter, sharper, more focused, and more physically stronger than their enemy counterparts. These soldiers will be capable of telepathy, run faster than Olympic champions. And in 2017, saw it being reported, DARPA, which is part of the DOD, has revealed a plethora of plans to create an elite fighting force. One of the projects on the horizon is to create software which could be uploaded directly to the brain to give their soldiers heightened senses while also attempting to cure ailments such as blindness, paralysis, and speech disorders, creating an army of Captain Americas. This transcript sees Itzkoff informing Security Council members that DARPA has been conducting its genetic human superpower research at the U.S. Army Futures Command installation located in Frederick, Maryland, named Fort Detrick, a military base infamously noted about in articles like. And just, I want to go off the script here for a second. When I lived in a certain apartment that was, this was years ago, close to Boeing. Okay, big Boeing's got a massive military presence here in St. Louis. Well, my next door neighbor was, I think he was a staff sergeant or a sergeant first class in the Army, and he was attached to Boeing, and this is where he worked, and it was called Future Combat System. This was all about developing future basic, you know, different combat systems with Boeing people. And so he was a DOD, and then he worked at Boeing, and he was stationed in St. Louis and so forth and so on. Very, very crazy. Which is a military base infamously noted about in articles like the mind-blowing history at Fort Detrick that reveals after World War II, Fort Detrick became a site of horrifying scientific experiments conducted under a top-secret CIA quest to control the human mind, known as Project MKUltra. We all know about Naomi as well. After more than 20 years, the project ended in abysmal failure and led to an unknown number of deaths, including a scientist who participated in the project and at least hundreds of American and Canadian victims subjected to mental and physical torture. The experiments not only violated international law, but also the agency's own charter, which forbids domestic activity. Now, how it says abysmal failure, that's subjective. Just because somebody that wrote an article said it's abysmal failure doesn't mean the goons at DARPA and CIA NRS thought it was an abysmal fail. They probably learned a whole lot, okay? Your whole silent weapons for quiet wars, PSYOP to mind war, your Iron Mountain stuff, all this stuff. Most critical to notice about Fort Detrick, this transcript sees Itzkoff telling Security Council members, was it suddenly being closed down in the summer of 2019, after which two nursing homes near Fort Detrick experienced an unknown pneumonia outbreak, killing their elderly patients, and were unknown pneumonia outbreaks quickly joined by what were reported as mysterious vaping deaths occurring all across America in the summer and fall of 2019. Remember popcorn lung? I talked about that. Vaping deaths whose symptoms in patients before dying were identical to COVID-19. And in December 2020, it saw American scientists reporting states with more vapors had large numbers of daily coronavirus cases and deaths in the early weeks of the pandemic. Remember I talked about the vials of where you get the oil to go in the stupid vape machines? You don't know where. I mean, I've covered all this ad nauseum, but I used to talk to people. I'd be like, do you know where this stuff's coming from? You got a little wire that heats this this crap up, and you're sucking it right into your lungs, this water vapor. with who, you know, and some of the stuff comes from China. And most mysteriously to notice is that when COVID pandemic began in America, no further vaping deaths were ever recorded or talked about again. And it talks about 18th through the 27th of October 2019, the military world games were held in Wuhan at the same time America was experiencing mysterious pneumonia and so-called vaping deaths. Games attended by a 300-strong U.S. military contingent that trained at a location near Fort Detrick State, 300 meters from the Hunan Seafood Market, where China's COVID outbreak allegedly began, and saw five of these troops developing a fever on the 25th of October, who were taken to an infectious diseases hospital for treatment, blah, 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 blah. In 2019, October, more than 9,000 international athletes from more than 100 countries traveled to Wuhan, and many of them later got sick with COVID-19-like symptoms. But there's never been a real investigation into whether the virus that causes COVID-19 was already spreading, blah, 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 at the Wuhan military games. So, you know, it's just interesting that, you know, soldiers would have the ability to go 40 hours without sleep and still maintain focus. They would go without rations for days by more efficiently turning body fat to energy. Injured personnel could be able to regrow severed or destroyed limbs. Very, very weird, weird world we're living in right now. Book of Enoch level stuff. Let's, Mr. Producer, get clip 14 queued up at that time that I sent you, because we all know about the moronic and the anagrams here, and then media control with Delta, Omicron, and media control and all that stuff. Everybody's, I'm sure, seen that. But there's another anagram, Oncomir. Okay, so in there, an old Omicron is Oncomir. Okay, and let's go ahead and roll clip 14.
And Oncomir. Oncomeres are small endogenous RNAs that regulate gene expression post-transcriptionally. They are part of the body's natural reaction to splicing and gene editing, and are specifically associated with cancer. In 1963, the Italian film Omicron was released, about an alien taking over a person's body.
I typed in Oncomir into the my good old DuckDuckGo, and you got Oncomir.org, Wash U Pan Cancer Mirnome Atlas, and it's mRNA and all this. Mirnas, M-I-R-N-As. Okay. So, identification of cancer-relevant mRNAs, cancer survival, biomarkers, tumor expression, tumor formation, cancer patient survival, gene targets, and the references from Wang and Chen Y, Chen S, Wang X, bioinformatics, okay? So it's all about this tumor development, tumor stage and grade, survival outcome, expression profile, all this Oncomir stuff. And we know about the warnings from many of these suppressed doctors that are all over BitChute and the High Wire and InfoWars and other platforms, you know, Odyssey and Brand New Tube and all this stuff, Rumble, about the cancer angle to these genetic sabotage injections. And so another layer to this is cancers with different, let's say, speed of formation. You got all these different lots, you got all these different concoctions, got sent out all over the world. Okay, we're gonna send Bangladesh the 3-year cancer frickin' vials. Tanzania, they're gonna get the 5-year cancer vials. somebody they really don't like, you're going to get the faster hit. This could be another kind of angle here that we're dealing with, is a time, almost a time release, tumor development stages and so forth. So we could look at it that way too, to where maybe this is across the board kind of cancer stuff, but cancer is so prevalent in society now. Another way to cover their tracks or give them plausible deniability or kind of erase the fingerprints is have cancers develop at different time frames depending on the lot number that was sent out. Of course, my hypothesis is everybody's getting the Internet of Bodies kind of jacking system, but other people are getting the, you know, we know this is something that when they do these huge operations like this, they are, have multiple objectives. NF depopulation, the Deagle 2025 documents and all that, projections, maybe, okay, this lot, these people are going to get it quick. This lot, it's going to take them a while. Okay, this could be definitely on the table. So it's something to kind of watch out. But oncomir.org, oncomir.org. Everybody want to post that in the chat room. The number 2, incendiaryradio.chitango.com, incendiaryradio.chitango.com. And if you guys want to spread the commercial-free link from Hooli's blog, you guys can do that, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com. So the Republican Massachusetts governor considering implementing vaccine passports. Isn't it funny how the state like Massachusetts, they get the Romneys as their governor, and now you've got this guy in here now. It's pretty fascinating how these northeastern states always get jammed up with rhinos. I mean, rhinos so bad that you might as well just call them, you know, Marxists, kind of corporate Marxist, communitarian, whatever you want to say. But it's the worst up there because, see, like I've talked about for years, the collectivists are a lot better at infiltration than patriotic people. Patriotic people really don't want to soil themselves with getting involved with politics and party politics, and especially Democrat, modern Democratic Party politics. It's just so filled with SJWs, black bigots, Marxists, the quackademics. I mean, it's just so bad, the Democratic Party. And then I think the worst people around are these little secret racist like type bigots, like these white libs, like, you know, the Schumers and the Pelosis, that they want to sit here and they do their little kneeling with the frickin' scarf on and the cat in the Capitol, like they really care about, you know, black people getting shot in San Francisco or Chicago or New York or whatever. And this flash mob stuff, it's this smash and grab, this looting that's going on, it's insane. I mean, and this kind of piggybacks on the one guy that we were listening to talking about the love of people waxing cold. People are becoming emboldened because these cops have backed off so far that none of them want to use deadly force for any reason, or, you know, only to barely save their own ass, excuse me, because they don't want to be called racist and get in the middle of this whole freaking BLM Antifa freaking stew that's been created. The Daily Mail, they had an article popped up this week, and this is how it's the cat's being let out of the bag. This is from the 3rd of December. Daily Mail, George Soros' network of woke DAs, he has bankrolled in cities across the U.S., how the billionaire Democrat mega donor gave Chicago's Kim Fox $2 million, and Philly's DA, where murder has doubled, got $1.7 million. And it talks about George Gaston in L.A., this Larry Krasner character in Philly, Kim Fox. It talks about Chesa Boudin in freaking San Fran. And then here locally, we got our two little special, Kim Gardner and Wesley Bell, where St. Louis has turned into a chaotic, crazy place. I mean, it's interesting how so all the murder rates, all the crime where this has happened, he pumps these Marxists into these district attorney, what they call circuit attorneys and so forth, and the crime is just shot through the roof. And what's so crazy is the Daily Mail now is even reporting on it. I mean, it's very, very weird, like revelation of the method level stuff. Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. This is Mr. Uğur Şahin. Uğur, Çink Uğur, this spelled a little different. It's another Turk, and he really, really looks like a Donma Turk to me, which is, of course, we know the cryptos. The BioNTech CEO, Uğur Şahin. Let's listen to Mr. Şahin. Go ahead and roll clip four.
Allow me a personal question. I know that you don't particularly, that you're not particularly fond of answering personal questions, but you and your wife, Dr. Tuaci, you play such a central role in the development of the virus, in the development of the virus, in the development of the virus. I have heard that you yourself have not taken the vaccine yet. Why not?
So I am legally not allowed to take the vaccine at the moment. We, of course, consider to make that possible. It is more important for us that our co-workers and partners get vaccinated. So our goal is to produce more than 1.3 billion doses in 2021, and that can only be done if we can really continue to work 24/7 without any interruption. And we need to ensure that we protect the co-workers and our team members from COVID-19 infection, because that would mean interruption and delay and waste of vaccine doses. And therefore, we consider to make an extra batch independent from the European contingent available to collaboration partners who are supporting us and to our team members.
But I understand why are you not legally allowed to take the vaccine?
Because you know that there is a priority. The vaccine is not allowed to be taken outside of this priority list. And what is also important, we were even not allowed to participate in clinical trials because per law it is not possible to include company people into such trials, which is really fine. But now we have to deal with the more important challenge that we need to ensure functionality of our whole company, of our teams. And therefore, this is needed. And I think we will find a legal and fair solution for that.
Dr. Şahin, many thanks.
You can stop it there. Isn't that nice? So Bourla and the other guy from BioNTech, none of these guys are taking the quack scene. Isn't that nice? Let's talk about clip seven. Mr. Producer, get this one ready. So this Steve Kirsch guy over on Substack, he's making a lot of, let's say, waves throughout alternative media and so forth, doing all this. He's taken, obviously, he says in here, this is, he was on with Mike Adams, and he's been on with a bunch of different people, and he's doing deep dives into how many people are actually dead from this thing and so forth and so on. But he's talking about CDC people who were calling, let's say, people and telling them not to take the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. Let's roll that one real quick, number seven.
Like this before, because he didn't like what it said. The Danish mask study was documented in the British Medical Journal. The Danish mask study showed that masks were had a negative effect, and they couldn't get any journal to publish the paper until they changed the result so that they changed the abstract so it would say that, well, we couldn't determine whether masks worked, or, you know, they made it a neutral thing. And once they did that, then they were able to get their paper published. So this is not, this is basically, you have to make the science conform with whatever the White House and the NIH are saying, and then you get published, you know. But the corruption extends into the CDC. So I have a friend, and I said, hey, did you get vaccinated? He said, no. I said, how'd you figure that out? I got hoodwinked into getting a vaccination because in March, I didn't had no idea. I mean, how did you know? He says, I have some friends who work at the CDC, and they called me in January and they said, do not take the vaccine.
No kidding.
No, wow. I'm not kidding. And I'm going to have this guy on. I'm going to interview him on video. We were supposed to do it last night.
Wow. Well, that's going to be really powerful. And but
all right, then stop it there. So, you know, this guy's a very, very wealthy individual, this Kirsch guy. And there's a lot of people that come in out of the woodwork, and you're trying to gauge whether they're real people or not, and so forth and so on, because all of us have been burned so many times with agents and so forth coming out and becoming big, like you're, what was the guy's name, Cody Snodgrass, with the whole thing with Oklahoma City and various different things. And then, you know, then people will start looking into people and they're like, oh, I don't know if this person's legit or not. I don't either, but I see these folks and I throw the stuff at the audience, and they can decide for themselves what they think about, you know, when people come out and they become large figures. Now, this guy's done a lot of research on Substack about these vaccines and about how many people are actually dead. He's talking about probably 300,000 Americans, just Americans already. And when you're tinkering with the different lots, who's to say that you don't send some real deadly lots to some of the really, really, let's just say, undesirables, countries, and, you know, throw a dart at a map, depending on who's undesirable and who's not. All right, go ahead. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.